Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
I have to shout out everybody who hooked me up with their Netflix password.
Yo, you guys are the real MVPs. Jess has been waiting for that. And the only reason I didn't give her mine was because I have a stolen one and I can't just keep passing it along. So
I have to shout out Rachel, who hooked me up. She was awesome. Like, I have my own icon. It's a cheetah. It's pink. It's amazing.
Wow, I don't. I have to use my cousin's.
Oh, that's ghetto,
that's
yo.
Me that's and him so share ghetto. The same. Yeah.
And then I have to shout out this other baddie. Nicole hit me up and was like, girl, I know you got Netflix, but you need HBO. And I said, of course I do, girl. She sends me a list of about 7 passwords and goes, try all of these. And then she writes, well, now you could break into like literally any of my shit. Like, you know my password history for like my entire life.
Might as well give her your social security number at this point.
Oh, my
like,
God.
She's like, if you want to break into any of my things, like, this is it right
here.
It's all here. So thank you, Rachel and Nicole, and every single other person. Like, people were hitting me up for like things that I didn't even know. They're like, do you want the password for Queeby? I was like, what the hell is that? What is that?
You're very lucky. Wow.
I was like, nah, I'm good. I'm good. Thank you. So I love you guys. You guys are the best. The best, the best, the best. And someone sent something to Bad Examples DM, and I was fucking dying because I don't have to remind everybody that we're, you know, social distancing, right? In quarantine, you know, wearing masks. So someone from Florida, shocking.
Right. Like, that's the fucking problem. It's Florida. Like, at this point, the Florida people in charge are going, what's a coronavirus?
Sent me a flyer from a swingers club that says, I'm not going to say the name of the club, blank, reopens soon. And the date is literally this coming weekend. How do you swing in quarantine? How do you social distance swing? What, do you put a fucking hole in your mask so a dick can go in your mouth? Like, how does that work?
Yikes.
So, Tracy, do you feel like that social distancing went very well?
No. It's social intercourse. It's the opposite of distancing. It's literally putting something inside of somebody else. It's not what you're supposed to be doing.
I just thought it was so funny because it just seems like the actual opposite, the actual like worst thing you could do probably is like, you know, rub your bodily fluids on a bunch of strangers.
Oh my God.
Are they wearing gloves? Are they rolling in sanitizer?
Imagine everybody.
It's like a jello filled pool of sanitizer. Can you imagine, like, you know, people wrestle in jello, but like they're wrestling in sanitizer?
I'm just saying every business, swinging clubs is a business. They have some sort of procedure protocol in place. Like, is that what it's going to be like?
We went to Target and it was like there was a sign that was like, if you cough, we have to kick you out. And I was like, fuck, because I had just gone outside the yesterday before and for the first time was around pollen and shit.
Oh, yeah.
And so I got home that night and was just like, like, I could not fucking breathe. It was horrible.
Is there they're definitely not checking temperatures over there.
Imagine you get there and they're like, we're doing temperature checks at the swingers party, but it's all anally done.
I don't know. That's fucking crazy that they're risking everything being open.
Yeah, like, and you obviously, like, I guess you could wear a mask and still be sexual, but...
Oh, I mean, you
like
can definitely
limited.
Wear masks and be sexual. Like,
oh, I gotta read this flyer. The funniest thing is the girl in the picture, her mouth is wide open. yeah, no.
Like, this is not like they're letting one person in at a time. Like nail salons and hair salons are talking about opening, but they're only going to let like one or two people in at a time across from the salon from each other. This is like a party of 30 people choking on each other. Yeah. Like, that's disgosting. Barf.
Anal temperature checks.
Yeah. Anal check.
It just seems, it seems so Florida. It's just so Florida.
It's Florida. Like, you saying, can't make the rest up. Of these states. Look like, how fun we are.
You would think that the only business that cannot come back anytime soon is the swingers business. It's just,
it's like, yeah, strippers and swingers clubs.
You know, it just makes no sense.
Good Lord.
Like, the sex industry is actually doing really well as far as like webcam girls and all that.
Oh, I bet.
But that like makes sense. This makes no sense at all.
They're encouraging people to touch each other. This is the opposite of the rest of the world.
If anybody has been to a swingers club post corona, we need to hear from you. That's all I ask.
Current during corona, really?
Correct. Like,
this isn't post yet.
Like, if you've gone and there's like protocol and procedure to keep you safe, I need to know what it is.
Yeah, we want to know if strip possible. Clubs are open too. That's crazy. That's the audacity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, for just saying, fuck it.
This is Jess Betancourt, the host of DNA ID, the only true crime podcast that exclusively covers cases solved using forensic genealogy. DNA ID goes behind the headlines to answer your questions about this remarkable new crime-solving tool, how it works, how cases are selected, why the cases were unsolved for so long, and how the justice system is addressing it. I include input from law enforcement to give you the inside scoop that we all crave with a straightforward, no-nonsense delivery. You can find DNA ID on any podcast platform. Episodes come out weekly on Mondays.
Therapist Nikki!
Hi! Happy Pride Month!
We obviously need you because, as we say, we are straight Sallies and no fun.
Boring as fuck.
And I saw a Pride Month calendar and it blew my mind because it had all 30 days of the month and I was like, cool, I got this. The first of June, gay, lesbian, bi. And then it started getting, I was like, huh?
We don't know nothing.
Yeah, I was like, what was it? What was the one that I was like, what the heck is this?
There's a few. I'm like, I don't even know what omnisexual is. And that seems like in the beginning and I should know it and I don't.
Yeah. So I was hoping that you could explain to us some of these things. Maybe we could break it down by the day so we can all celebrate together.
Sure.
Woohoo! Okay. All right. So the first of the month, happy Pride Month, is gay. And gay means what?
Gay is typically anybody who is a homosexual or attracted to their own gender. So or now it's more like lesbians have their word.
Yeah.
Gay is more synonymous with homosexual men.
Okay. Oh yeah.
But
okay.
Gay can be all encompassing with homosexuality.
All right, and then we got on the second of the month, a lesbian. So that's for women only, right?
Right, it's women or
way to check on that one, Jess. Thank
just
you.
Like, female identifying who is attracted to other female identifying individuals.
Okay, bisexual means you like men and women, right?
Correct. It means you like either male or female identifying individuals.
Strictly, right? Because the next one.
Yeah.
Tracy, what's polysexual?
Why are you asking me? I don't fucking know shit.
I want to see if you knew.
Oh, poly, more than one.
Yes, poly means more than one.
Oh.
More than one what?
I don't know. That was the end of my knowledge.
Polysexual means that you like to have sex with more than one person. Maybe not at the time, but.
Oh, maybe that's me.
It's kind of like polyamorous, but there's no love in it. There's no romantic connection. It's just
I'm celebrating Thursday. People.
Okay. Fifth is pansexual.
Pansexual means that you love anybody along the gender spectrum. Like you're attracted to anybody on that. So it's hearts, not parts.
What?
Huh? Hearts, not farts?
What'd she say?
Hearts, not
parts. Oh, hearts, not parts. Anybody.
Hearts, not parts. They're is
game.
Brilliant.
Do not collect $200.
Genius.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay, on the sixth, we have omnisexual.
Omnisexual is pretty much the same thing as pansexual.
Okay.
Hearts, not parts. It's just a different term for it.
Fancy. Okay. On the seventh, we've got scoliosexual.
Scoliosis. So, is that not the same thing?
Well, it's not scoliosis. Scoliosexual means that it's an individual who is identified to someone who is gender non-binary or gender queer.
So we're in the dark. We don't know what any of those words mean.
So anyone who doesn't, they're attracted to anyone who doesn't identify as male or female.
Oh, okay. Oh. So trans?
They could be trans, or they could be someone who's androgynous or gender fluid.
Oh, okay. Got beautiful. You. Yeah, got that.
All right. We got on the eighth, demisexual.
Demisexual, that means that you're attracted. You have to have an emotional connection with them to be attracted.
Is that like sapiosexual, where they're attracted to like smart people?
Yes. Sapiosexual is you're attracted to their intelligence.
Right.
Tracy, this is, we don't get off topic here. You're not, I know you're not sapiosexual.
I didn't say I was, for sure. You could be dumb as rocks, but as long as your arms are big.
Tracy's like, oh, you have big arms?
Oh, I'm in.
Okay. On the ninth, we have gray ace. What? What is that?
The gray ace, or the gray asexuality.
Yeah.
It's individuals who identify as asexual. It's under the ace umbrella, so with terms like, well, you have demisexual too, semisexual, asexualist. They just, they don't, aren't really attracted to sex. That's okay. Not their jam.
That's actually so the next one, asexual.
Matter.
Yeah.
Yep, asexual is, have you guys ever watched, what is that one with the horse?
What?
Huh? It's a show with the horse. I can't.
BoJack Horseman?
Yes, BoJack Horseman.
Alan! Tell you, Alan knows everything. This man is incredible. Okay.
Yeah, his friend Todd is asexual. Oh. Like, he's just not attracted to sex at all.
Oh. Listen, therapist Nikki, I'm literally going to call you. We're doing a whole asexual episode.
Yeah, I don't
know everything about it. We'll go back to that. Okay, on the 11th, we have polyamorous.
Polyamorous, it means many loves or more than one. So you can have a sexual and or emotional connection with several people at the same time.
Is that like sister wives? Like, they're polyamorous?
They are polygamous. Which means they have more than one wife.
Oh.
And then there's polygyny, which is more than one husband.
Okay.
But those are usually like religious and cultural restraining.
Okay.
Polyamorous is a term that came out in the late 70s, meaning that you can be in a relationship, a romantic or sexual relationship, with more than one person.
Okay.
Excellent.
Intersex.
Intersex is a general term for an individual who is born with a reproductive or sexual anatomy that doesn't seem to fit either male or female.
Wow.
Huh. I'm shook.
That's a good one for a
What's
Friday night.
What's this next one? What is that word?
Trans.
MLF?
Is it trans MTF?
MTF. Yeah, it's T, yeah.
Okay, it's trans male to female, so it's a trans female.
Okay.
Genius. Then the next one is trans...
Female to male. Oh, female I got male. It now.
Wow. Yep, so
I got it. Male. I'm on board.
God, there's so many ways to be sexual. I'm loving this.
Do what?
Agender.
Agender is someone who doesn't identify with either gender.
Oh. Gender third on the 16th.
Gender third. So is that trigender?
Trigender is on the 18th.
Yes, the 16th is gender fluid.
Okay, so bigender is, I get it, that's on the 17th. Trigender on the 18th. We have pangender on the 19th.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
All of these are on like the gender spectrum. They're all gender fluid.
Okay, and then gender queer is not the same or the same?
It means that they don't really identify with either male or female. They're all different ways of addressing that.
Just
and
like
they have
preference.
Minor differences.
Oh, these I'm so excited for because I don't know what
Lucky
they are.
Lucky 21 is?
Demi girl and a demi boy.
So a demi girl and a demi boy, they don't really identify as either gender. However, they would identify most with either a girl or a boy.
So like if you had to pick, I guess I would choose. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Androgynous, we know. That's, you explain it. I'd probably butcher
yeah,
it.
Tracy,
I would butcher
listen,
it.
We obviously know this one.
Yeah, that's like a huge like word in fashion.
It's kind of a mixture of both.
Yeah, like they can wear both sets of clothing and model for it and you're not really sure. Because they look very similar to both genders. Got it. Intergender.
Intergender. It's under the trans umbrella. Intergender people have a gender identity that's either middle between the binary, like male or female, or maybe a mix of both. The intergender came to be termed by individuals who are intersex. So there's kind of some complications. Some people think that only the individuals who identify as intersex can use this term. However, other people have been using this label for over 16 years.
Cool.
Oh, okay.
Non-binary on the 25th. I feel like we should know that one. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't identify with male or female.
Okay. 26 says questioning.
You're not really sure what you are. You're just going with the flow and trying and figuring out as you go along.
Cool. Homo romantic. Homo romantic.
It means you can be romantic with someone of the same gender.
Biromantic.
You can be romantic with either gender.
Panromantic.
You're romantic with all of them.
And then on the last day of Christmas, day 30,
aromantic is like asexual. You don't identify with romantic relationships.
You don't love anybody? That's so sad.
Yeah, you love people, just not in a romantic way.
Wow. This has been enlightening. There's so much to learn, Therapist Nikki. How do you learn all this? And like without offending everybody, it's crazy. Yeah.
Well, to learn all this, at least for me, I had to go through a lot of training through KTCI, which is Kink Therapist Certification Institute, which is I help teach now. And you have to keep up on different trends because these things are always changing. And new things have been added. Away, some things are now being considered offensive, like cross-dressing wasn't offensive several years ago.
Right.
Now calling somebody a cross-dresser can be offensive.
Well, I didn't know that. You knew that, Tracy?
No, I didn't fucking know that. I'm saying, what would their word be that they chose to say instead?
Sometimes they would go, well, I'm non-binary. I choose to dress how I dress.
Okay.
Why did that term become bad? Because it was used to like as a slur, so it became like used negatively?
Yeah, it was used as a slur.
People fuck everything up, man.
But I do love this. I think it's cool that we're trying to have a name for everything and not just be like, you know, this
yeah,
is
putting
what
everybody
into.
In a category. They deserve their own categories. Yeah.
And it helps people. Like the labels aren't really to define us. They're supposed to help people understand.
Yeah.
You know, other people, because some people don't like labels and they're like, don't label me. But the labels actually help other people get them.
Got it.
Is it rude to ask where they fall on the calendar?
What day are you on the calendar?
like, I'm trying to, you know, learn and expand my mind. Are you a 17th bigender or perhaps a
or perhaps
Friday the 5th pansexual? Or maybe you're questioning on the 26th of the month.
I think if you're really curious about knowing and it's not just for novelty's sake, I think I really want to get to know you. Where do you fall on the sexuality spectrum or the gender spectrum? Just because I want to know more about you, not because I want to ridicule you or use you as a curiosity.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's what we're doing is we're just like trying to school ourselves because we don't know shit. So we're like, well, we might as well learn about people so that we are not offended.
It was embarrassing. I got to gay, so lesbian, bi, and then I was like, shit, I'm only 3 days into the month.
And I'm fucking up.
So I appreciate you for teaching us and teaching our listeners
the words,
all
that
these
are
words. Yeah. I definitely want to, like I said, do a follow up episode with some of these things because I think there's like we could obviously talk about this for days.
Oh, yeah. There's way more than 30, 31 different flavors.
Holy crap.
Oh, so it's not Baskin Robbins. Got it. Not 31 flavors.
No, way more.
Wow.
All right. I'm more vanilla than ever, so.
Because I'm surprised they didn't get into some of the categories in the.
Like what? Give us an example.
Sexuality. Like bears and otters, leather daddies, things like that.
You're just going to drop that on us?
Yeah, how do you drop that and be like, okay, bye, girls.
Wait,
like,
Therapist Nikki, you need to make your own calendar.
Yeah, can you make another calendar for us and we can investigate that?
Yeah, bears, otters. Oh,
oh
my.
It's amazing. This is a whole new.
Oh, my.
You can do a whole episode on the subcultures and the male homosexuality spectrum.
For sure.
And female, too, for that matter.
Happy Pride Month. We are going to learn this shit.
Yeah, doing our homework.
Yeah, we are going to follow up with you, Therapist Nikki. This has been so good, so interesting. And God, I know what a demigod is.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Jess says, like, she was like loving the word and we were trying to practice before so we knew, and Denny walked in and he was like, Demi boy, what do you mean? He's like, Denny boy? We're like, no, not Denny. He's like, oh, okay. I felt important for a sec.
Denny
thought he had his own category.
Oh, good Lord help us all, Therapist Nikki. Happy Pride Month.
You too.
And we'll talk to you later about bears.
You got it.
Bye. This has been a fucking great episode. I love celebrating Pride. God, we learned so much today. I'm you know what the crazy part is? I'm now more than ever bursting with love.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like when I meet new people and I learn about them anyway, I'm just like, oh, you're so freaking cute. Like, I just love you.
I'm feeling real good about like life right now. Yeah. Like, I was in a real bad
spot.
Wrap
myself in a big rainbow hug.
Yeah. I get it. I get why, like, it's awesome. Thanks for celebrating Pride Month with us. I hope everybody could take something away from this really important, awesome episode.
Yeah. Hugs, guys. Give lots of hugs. People really, I mean, even though we're social
distancing. Wait, this is horrible advice.
Wait, no.
Give lots of hugs is how you're going to end the episode during quarantine.
Fuck quarantine. Hug the people you love.
Give a lot of virtual hugs.
Yeah, a lot of virtual hugs. Yeah, just make people feel special. This has been like, the fact that people aren't getting to celebrate Pride how they normally should in quarantine is like sad for a lot of people, because that's their moment where they, some people are coming out at the parade. Some people are like, that's their way of seeing friends they don't get to see. And the only people that they trust with their information and like the way they feel and what they haven't told people, like, you gotta just like check up on your gay friends, because they're not able to celebrate Pride right now the way that they should. So
I love that.
Virtual hugs,
very good, Tracy. I'm like, imagine everyone's gonna go run out and hug their gay friend. I mean, their gay friend's gonna be like, get your corona ass away from me. Happy Pride Month, bitches. We love you.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday, so see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.